A shopping tour in Grimsby. For her part, Ellen White was not only helping in the council meetings but was carrying a full speaking load in the evening meetings for the public. And there were times when she broke away from the strenuous routine. One day she and Sarah, always alert for a bargain, found a draper's shop going out of business in Grimsby. The prices were cheap, most too cheap to keep any money in the purse, Sarah remarked. Ellen White wrote home to Mary, sending samples and asking whether she should buy more. The pink cotton and wool cost 1 English shilling. This red oil goods, I can get remnants like this, 2 yards for 30 cents. Prints are 8 cents per yard, good twilled calico like this sample. Shall I get any for Ella or any other purposes? I saw in the great hotels white curtains trimmed with this cloth. But her great burden was the challenge to evangelism throughout Europe and the need of each worker's reaching the high standard God had for him. The closing appeal of one of her sermons typifies the constant spiritual power of her work. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Do we want this benediction? I do, and I believe you do. May God help you that you may fight the battles of this life and gain a victory day by day and at last be among the number that shall cast their crowns at Jesus' feet and touch the golden harps and fill all heaven with sweetest music. I want you to love my Jesus. Do not reject my Savior, for he has paid an infinite price for you. I see in Jesus matchless charms, and I want you to see these charms. May God bless this congregation is my prayer. On Monday, October 11, Ellen White left Great Grimsby for London, where she spent the night, then went on to Dover. She expected to get aboard the boat for France immediately, but when she reached the wharf the waves were running mountain high. Mrs. Ings, who was traveling with Ellen White now, had her hat blown off. While she was off chasing it with the help of a small boy, the rest of the party decided to stay overnight rather than face another violent round of seasickness on the stormy channel. The next day the crossing was accomplished with a minimum of distress, but Ellen White remarked that the waves were still considerably stirred up.